Hey, Cody, can you just talk a little bit about, you know, some people had you pegged to go later. Some people even had you as a priority free agent. Here you are in the third round coming to the Cleveland Browns. How do you feel about that? And were you surprised to kind of go this high?
No, I was very excited. You know, for me, I tried to ignore, you know, all the I guess, the mock drafts and the predictions and where people have me, you know, where they think I was going to go. And I tried to block all that out and, you know, just kind of keep my head down and keep my mouth shut and try to perform, you know, at every opportunity I got, whether it was, you know, the Senior Bowl or Pro Day for me or even the Combine. And I actually flew, you know, to Cleveland in March and had a great meeting with Coach Jackson and everyone in their facility. And it was awesome. I was very excited, and I knew that was, you know, one of the teams that I had a great connection with. And honestly, you know, personally, I was kind of sitting there waiting, and I knew they had a lot of picks. And, you know, I just kind of kept talking to my family, and my agent was sitting there, and, you know, I was just hoping. I was hoping that it would be Cleveland, and I was excited every time their name came up and every time they had a pick, and then it worked out. And, you know, I'm just very, very blessed and very thankful to be heading to Cleveland.
Hey, Cody, what do you say your strengths are, and then what do you say to people, you know, when they pick on maybe you're not the tallest guy in the world or don't have the biggest arm?
Yeah, for me personally, I know I've always prided myself on accuracy. That's the biggest thing for me is, you know, getting the ball, you know, to the right guy, you know, the right time. And then that's some of the biggest things, you know, I think, and it's something that's overlooked a lot as for quarterbacks is, you know, that everyone looks at, you know, arm strength and how well he does this, how well he does that. And for me, I've always wanted to be the most accurate quarterback, be the most efficient, you know, throw touchdowns, eliminate interceptions, you know, get the ball to our guys. And even if it's a check down, you know, I have to do that. But, yeah, my biggest strength, too, is I think my leadership. You know, at USC, you know, I had 5 coaching changes in 3 years as a starting quarterback, which was, you know, I don't know if it's a good thing, but I kind of got used to it, you know, and how to handle it and everything. And it's definitely prepared me for the next level and then all the things and all the challenges that come with it and all the adversity. And, you know, I'm excited to accept, you know, I guess every challenge that comes my way, you know, and kind of learn from it and keep moving on. And, yeah, I mean, the height-wise, you know, is something that obviously I can't change and I can't control. But what I can control is, like I said, how I performed and, you know, obviously the games and how I performed at the Senior Bowl and the Combine and Pro Day. And, you know, I think I showed a lot of that throughout this process was, you know, I can make all the deep throws. I can make all the throws that are necessary. And I did all that at the Combine and the Pro Day especially. And, you know, I think that helped me out a lot, you know, throughout this draft process. And obviously my mindset, you know, of the game is something I've always taken pride in and been in a pro-style offense for a long time now. And, you know, I've always had a great experience with that.
Cody, the Browns are a team that, like you, has gone through a lot of changes over the years, especially at quarterback. Could you just maybe dive a little more into specifics about how you were able to cope with the constant change and turmoil and, you know, coming in every year having to learn a new system and yet be as productive as you were?
Yeah, my sophomore year was obviously when it started, when I first got a chance to be a starter. You know, Coach Kiffin was there, and you know, it was a great coach, you know, and really helped me out a ton. But, you know, 5 games in, you know, he was let go, and kind of in a bizarre situation how it happened. And you know, everyone was kind of thrown into that. And, you know, I'm only 19 at the time, but at the same time, you know, I'm the starting quarterback. And, you know, I remember Marcus Allen was the guy that came in and kind of looked me in the face and said, you know, I don't care if you're a sophomore or what year you are, you know, this is your team and you're the leader and you got to be a captain. And, I took that and kind of ran with it. You know, I've always prided myself in my leadership and then kind of being able to adjust to different situations. And, you know, like I said, I had 5 of them at USC. And, you know, I got more and more used to it each time it happened. And for me, my biggest concern was, you know, kind of taking the attention off, you know, that negative stuff that was going on or whether it was even off-the-field issues with some of our teammates or different things like that we, you know, I and the rest of the team couldn't control. And I put it back on the focus, you know, when even this year when Coach Stark was let go with the different allegations that happened with him. As soon as I addressed the media, you know, the first thing I said was, you know, we got, you know, Notre Dame this week. This is a huge game. You know, this guy's been doing a great job at this. Or this guy's been working at that and trying to redirect it, you know, to something positive, stuff we can't control. And, you know, I think over the last 3 years, obviously we would have, you know, loved to win a couple more games. But I think for the cards we were dealt, you know, especially the team I was given, there's a lot of great guys really helped me. And we really worked hard at USC and kind of kept the program above and then kept working hard for them to hopefully have a great future.
Hey, Cody, we can only guess the way you take all the analysis that has you as whatever, the 7th best quarterback, et cetera, et cetera. And even one of the NFL.com scouting reports written by a scout, I guess, says that he's a career backup. But along those lines, you think of it your own way, I'm sure. what would give you any assurance within yourself that you would have a chance to someday be a starting quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, it kind of relates back to being at USC. You know, I kind of had that tag at USC when I was, you know, a redshirt freshman, and there was another guy that they got, you know, that came in the same year as me, and we were both on scholarship in the same class, and, you know, I competed for a job my first year, and obviously, you know, Matt Barkley was there, so we both sat, and then, you know, the year after that, Matt stayed another year, and we both ended up sitting, but they had me as a third-string guy, you know, and I kind of figured that was a hint, you know, saying, okay, we know where we're going to go the next direction when Matt leaves, and I took it personal. You know, I didn't complain. I didn't transfer. I didn't, you know, go complain to anyone else, and I just kind of put my head down. And you know, I'm from Bakersfield, so I kind of have a blue-collar work ethic and had to work for everything I've gotten to this point. So I took that mentality and went in there and ended up, you know, winning the starting job as a sophomore and got my opportunity and kind of took it and ran with it and never looked back, you know, and that's the same mentality I'm going to take into the NFL, you know, whether, you know, I come in and I'm a backup or I, you know, get a chance to compete right away, no matter what it is, you know, I'm still going to give, you know, 110%, do everything I can to you know, have the best opportunities I can, because I do believe that I can play in this league. And I know that, and I'm excited for, you know, the opportunities and the challenges that are ahead. But, you know, the only thing I can control is how I perform every day.
Sorry for another question about along these same lines, but another some of the reports say that you don't have your arm strength is a negative. Mm-hmm. So how do you respond to that?
Yeah, for me, you know, I heard that a lot this year. My junior year was something that kind of surprised me because in that year, you know, we took a lot of deep shots, threw a lot of deep balls. You know, majority of my pass my junior year were shots. We took shots and, you know, I aired it out when I needed to. And if it wasn't there, then I chugged it down. And I think we were one of the top teams in the country for you know, long passing games, long touchdowns. And this last year, you know, obviously we had some injuries with, you know, our center, Max Turk. He got hurt. You know, we had some other offensive linemen get hurt. We had to bring a couple guys in at receiver. We moved the quarterback to wideout. Had to burn a couple red shirts for receivers. And, you know, the role kind of changed for me. You know, it turned into more of a short to intermediate, you know, passing strength for us just to help out in different situations. And, you know, the biggest thing for me was that I didn't mind that. I knew that I still had the arm strength. I knew that I could make all the throws. But for me, I wanted to do what was best for the team. You know, my coach called me in and said, hey, your role might change a little bit. We might have to be more, you know, run first, run heavy team. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, I still want to get you involved. But I think pro day, for me especially, I was even the Senior Bowl, going out there and be able to throw and, you know, throw the deep post and throw some of the longer comebacks from the opposite hash and, you know, show that I could still make those throws.